Ya la la. Brachot Taba'ot, welcome to Mina Chabalev, Resting in Heart, a meditation podcast offering from Temple Beth Abraham in Nashua, New Hampshire. I'm Laura Hegfield, a member of Beth Abraham, and will serve as guide as together we prepare our hearts for Shabbat. My ability to speak articulately is still in flux due to a recent MS exacerbation. Sometimes I can talk with an interesting accent, like now, and other times dysarthria causes my speech to be indiscernible. For this reason, I've chosen to offer our practice today as a recording and not a live telecircle, because I never know how long I can talk and be understood before my voice will shift. One thing I can depend upon, along with this inevitable reality of the universe, continuous change, is my ability to sing. Singing is formed in a different part of the brain than speech, I'm told. And perhaps from a metaphysical perspective, this is because song arises from soul. I know it's not a very scientific explanation, but it kind of makes sense to me. So our practice today will be quite traditional in terms of Jewish spiritual practice. I'll offer a simple nigun, a wordless melody, as an entryway into our silent meditation. I'll begin with an improvised repetition of a melodic line for you to sing along with me, and then to emulate the experience of sitting together in a circle and chanting. I have layered vocal parts. I invite you to find your own voice, a harmony or melody line of your own to add to mine. Rabbi Nachman taught that the most direct means for attaching ourselves to God is through music and song. I read recently in a reflection on the power of Nigun by Liba Chaya Simlist that the quest for self-understanding and closeness to God involves searching the world for our own hidden melody. From this, I conclude, of course, that improvising a nigun can only carry us further on this quest. And since meditation, as I've experienced it, is certainly a means for accessing a deeper understanding of self and the nature of being, being a part of all that is, being one with the one, nigun as a gateway to silent meditation is a very important spiritual practice. So by actively chanting with me, adding your own harmony, perhaps you will find your song. We'll chant for a while and then continue our practice, enveloped in silence as we always do, until the end of our session. At that point, I'll sound a chime to let you know it's time to return to the rest of your day. So for just a moment, close your eyes. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale again. Inhale fully. And now just breathe in your own natural rhythm. After we complete our chanting and enter silence, recognize that the same sacred breath God breathed into the Adam at the beginning of human existence as we understand it from the Torah, the same breath we each breathe now, the same sacred breath that enables us to sing, will be the place where we rest our attention. And so if you find your mind is wandering, or a strong sensation or emotion arises, notice this, and without judging yourself, simply return to an awareness of breath flowing in and out of your nose and mouth. And each time you feel you're losing your concentration, come back to the breath, make tshuva, return, 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 return.
La 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 Yeah.
May each of us be blessed with strength, with peace, with healing, moment by moment, breath by sacred breath. Lehitra ot, until we meet again, I wish you all a sweet Shabbat.